Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Anna. It's April Allen, Allen.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, is this April?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, April. My name is Hannah. We are speaking on a
Hi,
recorded
Hannah.
line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And before we do so, I just want to confirm first name April, APRIL, last name Allen, ALLEN, and your phone number, is that going to be 725-246-6028?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and move forward. And you did state that you did want to participate in the lawsuit today, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you? Or would this be the first time?
No, this will be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. And after using these relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Which type of cancer
Thank
were
you.
you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, I see. Thank you so much.
Epithelial.
Okay. Epithelial, I see. I'll go ahead and mark that in. And are you able to confirm if you are currently a resident of the US?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. We can go ahead and move forward. Now, when was it that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
September 25th, 2023.
And you said that was September 25th, 2023. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And who had diagnosed you? Do you recall the hospital or doctor that you had gone to see?
His name was Dr. Anthony Albay, or Albee. I'm not sure how to pronounce it exactly, but it's Albay, Albee. It's spelled Albay, but I don't know.
Albay, is that going to be ALBAE?
AY.
AY. Albay, okay. Got it. Okay, and let's see here. What city did you see his office out of?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Okay, got it. Okay, I found him. Thank you so much. Okay. Let me see. Did you see him at Sunrise?
No, I saw him at Eastern
Eastern. Okay.
OBGYN.
Okay, perfect. Eastern. I see that. Thank you so much. Okay, and okay, I have 725-302-8219. Okay. Okay, and it was in Las Vegas that you were diagnosed, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that would be Nevada. That would be 2 years within 2 years of diagnosis day. Okay, got it. Okay, and did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Once every 2 months, so about maybe 6 times.
Okay, so about 6 times a year. Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
6/28/1980.
Okay, so I have June 28th of 1980, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
besides yourself, are you aware of any other friends or family that had also used hair relaxer like yourself?
No.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the usage for your hair relaxer, was that going to be specifically and exclusively in the state of Nevada?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a rough estimation of when you had started using hair relaxer?
About 2006.
Okay. Just as a rough estimate, did you want me to go ahead and estimate January 1st of 2006? And when would you say that you stopped using it? Would you recall the year?
I didn't stop using it till September of last year.
September of last year. Okay. I'll go ahead and put, so as an estimation here for the dates, again, we are just estimating, of course, we're not going to know exactly the exact day you started using it, but I'm going to go ahead and put January 1st of 2006, end date September 1st of 2023. Does that sound accurate to you?
It was like mid September. It wasn't the beginning. It was towards the end, like the 20th or something like that.
20th. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put
Somewhere up
then
in there.
January 1st, 2006 to about September 20th of 2023. Does that sound about more accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and put that in then. Okay. Okay, and how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer? Basically asking from the time frame of 2006 to 2023, were you essentially using it 6 times a year consistently?
About 17 years,
17 years. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And where did you use hair relaxer? Was it at a salon, home, or both?
At home mostly.
At home mostly? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And do you recall the brand name that you used mostly for the majority
Soft
of
and
it?
beautiful.
Soft and Beautiful. Got it.
Well, hard and deadly, shall I say?
Yeah. I'm sorry for laughing, but that was, I mean,
No,
yeah.
you have to seriously, either I'm gonna laugh or I'm gonna cry, so.
Yeah. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least
I'm sorry, could
one
you repeat
year?
that?
Did your
I'm
cancer
sorry.
diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least one year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and after being diagnosed, did you ever have treatment? For example, radiation, chemotherapy?
Yes, I had chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication.
Got it, and pain medication. Okay. Okay. And do you happen to recall a specific date in which you had started treatment, either for your chemo or radiation, maybe the first cycle? Would it have
I
been
don't.
around the time that you were diagnosed in September? Maybe it was a couple weeks
Yeah, it'd be like
after?
the
Was it
yeah,
before the
maybe like the
holidays?
end of September,
End
end
of
of September,
September?
beginning of October.
Okay. Did you want to just as an estimate here, just put October 1st of 2023?
That's
Okay. And
fine.
was that also treated by Dr. Anthony as well, or did you go to a different doctor for
Yes.
treatment?
No,
Yeah.
that was Dr. Anthony.
Okay. Got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put his info in again. Okay, and then you were diagnosed with, it was ovarian cancer. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much, April. I'm gonna go ahead and put your information. And in addition to your first and last name, do you also go by a middle initial or middle name?
No.
Okay, got it. And your social, whenever you're ready.
530-90-2277.
I believe I'm missing a number here. I have 530-90, and then I only got 227.
2247.
2247, thank you so much. Okay. I already have an email here for you. Please let me know if this is still a good email. aprila1234@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And I'll just read that phone number back to you again. 725-246-6028. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what's the best address for you?
533 North Lamb Boulevard. Apartment 6.
Okay. Perfect. I have 533 North Lamb Boulevard, apartment 6, Vegas, Nevada, 89110. Is that right? Sorry, I think we cut out, but there is. Was that address correct? Hello, April? Hello, April?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
Was that address, the address, was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And
can
at
you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Okay. And if we get disconnected, I'll just call you right back on my number, okay? Here, I'll text you now just so that you have it. And I actually might just have to hang up because there's a lot of feedback on my end here. Hello? Can you hear me?